Act 2, Scene 9. Nerissa came running into the room with the chests.
Quickly, draw back the curtains.
The Prince of Aragon has come to take the test, she cried. The curtains were drawn back just before Portia and the prince walked into the room. The Prince of Aragon stood in front of the three chests. There are the chests, Portia said, as she sat down. Choose which chest you want. If you choose the right one, we will get married. If you choose the wrong one, you have to leave straight away. I promise that I will never tell anyone which chest I picked. If I get the wrong chest, I will never get married to another woman, and I will leave straight away, the prince said, before he went to pick a chest. Gold, silver, or lead. The man that picks me must give and risk everything he has. You would have to be much prettier before I would give or risk anything. The man that picks me will get what men want. Men means all men. They are stupid and make stupid choices. I am not like other men. The man that picks me will get what he deserves. That is the chest for me. Who goes to look for fortune and honour who isn't already worth a lot? No one should go looking for something that they don't deserve. Honour should only be earned by people who deserve it. Give me the key to the silver chest. I have made my choice, the prince said. He opened the chest and stood still in shock. You pause too long for what you have found, Portia said. The prince picked up a small statue out of the chest. It was holding a letter. What is this? An idiot holding a letter? How different my hopes and deservings were. Did I deserve the head of an idiot? Is this my reward? Do I not deserve better? The prince asked. To offend and to judge are two different things, Portia replied. The prince opened the letter and read it. The fire seven times tried this. Seven times tried that judgment is, that never did choose amiss. Some there be that shadows kiss. Such have but a shadow's bliss. There be fools alive, Iwis. Silvered o'er, and so was this. Take what wife you will to bed. I will ever be your head. So be gone, you are sped. The longer I stay, the more foolish I look. Goodbye, Portia. I'll keep my promise, the prince said, and left. How foolish these men are, Portia said. They make these foolish choices. They are too clever for their own good and make a mess of everything. The old saying is right. Whether you end up married or hanged is a matter of fate, Nerissa laughed. Draw the curtains, Portia said, and stood up. A servant came into the room and went over to Nerissa. Where is my lady? The servant asked. Here I am. What is it? Portia asked. A man from Venice is coming to see you. His servant brought you lots of presents. His master will be here soon, the messenger said. Let's hope it's Bassanio, Nerissa said as Portia and Nerissa followed the servant.